primarily new housing development is what's keeping us busy these days. We're building about almost 200 houses a year down here now.
Wow.
And with that comes all the challenges of providing infrastructure and services to all those homes.
We'll talk about infrastructure for Southgate as we go along here, Brian. But first of all, let's talk about the big project that's happening. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the Flat Oak Glen Elg Southgate Meadows.
Yeah. There's 155 new units there. About 100 of them are single detached homes. The rest are townhomes. And so they're well underway with that project. So that's the big one at the moment. It just got final approval to move ahead, or draft approval, or conditional approval, I guess they call it.
Brian Milne is our guest, Southgate Deputy Mayor. How needed was this for the community to have a development both of this nature and of this size?
Well, I mean, I guess there's lots of debate about whether it's actually needed, but as a lot of municipalities are finding out, there's been of a migration around the province, primarily out of the large urban centers, primarily the GTA, and because of our proximity to GTA, we're just about an hour north of Brampton here, or less than an hour. A lot of people are looking for small town Ontario. They want to get out of the GTA, out of the big city, and so that creates a demand for housing here, and our developers see that demand, and they're trying to, as best they can, keep up with that demand.
Brian, from a municipality standpoint, how much of a challenge does that present to maintain what makes Southgate, but also to provide for those looking for something different than an urban center?
Well, it's a balancing act for sure. We want to try to maintain what is attracting people to small town Ontario, or Dundalk specifically, in the east end of Southgate here. But at the same time, there's expectations of those people of services and different things that they're looking for. So it is definitely a challenge. But you know, we've had plans in place. We knew this growth was coming. Maybe just not in the speed that it is right now, but you know, we're keeping up. We're doing our best here. Our infrastructure plans are certainly in place, and we're working to put those services in place.
Last couple of questions for Brian Milne, Deputy Mayor of Southgate. We've touched on the infrastructure in the region a couple of times during your segment here. How prepared were you, and what's the biggest priority, or what's the biggest next step for you, Brian?
The biggest next step is wastewater, I would suggest. Dundalk has, we're blessed with great water resources. There's lots of water on tap here. Of course, you have to drill a well and all that kind of stuff that goes with it, but there is lots of water resources. Sewage, we're a little bit challenged that way, but as I said, we have plans to increase and sustain those services. So it's a matter of literally putting the shovels in the ground and getting the job done, because we have the plans in place, and we can work towards providing those services best we can.
Brian, we've talked primarily about residential in Southgate, in particular in Dundalk. What about commercial and industrial activities that are taking place? What's the update there?
Well, we've got a big industrial park to the just to the south of the town, and we've been working on it, as I said, for a number of years. We've had the land in ownership for a number of years, and plans to put a road through there out to Highway 10 and creating a bit of a bypass, I guess you'd say, through or around the downtown, so we don't have a lot of industrial traffic coming through the downtown. But we definitely don't want to become a commuter town. We want to provide the whole package, so if people want to live and work here, then there will be employment available. And we've got some great interest from people that want to set up businesses here. The latest one that we're really excited about is Greenlid, which is a sub company of the Gott family's water business up at Feversham. And so they're underway literally right now. They're pouring concrete and building. So we're looking for some great jobs and employment opportunities there. So yeah, we got the whole thing here, so to speak.
Brian, I can hear it in your voice. These are exciting times.
Always exciting, always exciting. You know, there's a saying that, you know, you're cursed to live in exciting times, and I'm going to suggest that it's not a curse, it's an opportunity, and we're having a great time with it here.
Brian, thank you very much for your time today. We'll check in again with you sometime in the future. Thanks for being on Home Base.
Thank you very much, Fred. It's always great to talk about Southgate.